Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greg Goosen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ivan Morel. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel strikes out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Jackson moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morel. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 1 in the game. Morel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 3-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Brand moves to second. One out. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 0-for-2 in the game. Morel is walked intentionally. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn scores. Staub moves to second. It's 4-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heisa hits a line drive into left field. Morel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Goosen hits a fly ball into left field. Morel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buchek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hisa hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda who is chasing the ball. Brand reaches third base with a triple. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Morel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brand scores. It's 5-0, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morel. The throw from Goosen and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Morel scores. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Coons covering, for the out. Jackson moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Swoboda moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buchek hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Goosen hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte catches it and throws to first to double up Davis. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.